The Maricopa County Community College District is looking at making some big changes within its system. The district transformation proposal was officially presented to governing board members and the public at a special hearing last night. It's an 18-month plan and covers everything from student support to internal HR processes. KJZZ's education reporter Carrie Young was there, and she's here now. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Mark.
So, first off, what's behind this? Why are officials looking to make so many system changes?
Well, board members started down this path late last year as a way to turn around a trend of declining student enrollment and revenues. And it's been several years, really, since the community college system had gotten any financial support from the state. So the phrase I heard several times last night was that the status quo and the way that things had always been done isn't working. District Chancellor Maria Harper-Marinick put it this way.
If the revenue is not going to increase without a change in business practices and policies and the way that we serve the community, then nothing is going to happen or change for the system.
And Carrie, what kinds of changes are being proposed here?
Well, a task force of business leaders, education officials, and community members worked for the last month and a half, really, to come up with this plan. And the first thing to note is what's not being proposed. There had been talk that the individual college president leadership model would be changed, meaning one president would preside over more than one college. But the fact that this would not be part of the transformation proposal was among the first slides. As far as the changes that were proposed, there were three main themes focusing on increasing student support, improving and streamlining interactions with industry, and improving infrastructure. A few specifics included hiring a lot more student advisors. Officials would also like to develop more internship and apprentice programs for students. And then there was a focus on technology, like developing a system to allow people to enroll at multiple district colleges from one website, rather than having them go from college to college like they do now. There was also talk about improving how the district brands itself, and making some updates to internal HR processes so that pay and promotions would be based more on performance, or as task force members described it, as excellence, rather than focusing so much on how long a person has held a position. The goal there was to make the district a little bit more competitive in attracting and keeping good employees.
So, Carrie, what was your read on what governing board members thought about this plan?
Well, based on their comments and questions, the response was mostly positive from what I could tell. They're hoping to hold an official vote on whether to adopt this plan, which is expected to cost about $26 million in its first year in the next 2 to 3 months.
And we should mention that KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District. That's KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome, Mark.